Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jintuin, and it's October day 8, which means this is the last Desert Island disc. I thought hard about this one, but eventually I went for another record just because it makes sense, and also because this one I think is very apt for, I'm assuming it's a tropical Desert Island. I'm sure you'll recognise it. But first, the usual procedure. I need to wind up the gramophone. There you go. It's a bit awkward in the corner, it's in now, but it's safest over here. Right. Should I take the sock out? It's going to be a bit. It's not actually a sock, it's a towel. But, yeah, it might get a bit loud. Then again, last time, on the recording, it was okay. It was just in the room, it was incredibly loud. But then this is a very echoey room, as you can hear. So, right, let's set it going. And I'm telling you, you'll recognise this.
When all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and to fire, it's one of those rules the Greek schools obey. Because the sun is far too sultry, and one must avoid its ultra violet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mare, dogs, and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1, but Englishmen deter stars, yes sir. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hat-like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done, but mare, dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The eastern eyes to see. But though the English are indeed, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man arrives, every native hides in grief. Because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul at Toki on the tree. It seems a shame when the English claim the earth, that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just for the natives shun. They put the torch or lie down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the range of man and beast, the English garb and the English starve merely gets a bit more creep. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores its foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps where the pipe and romps, but it sleeps from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom if ever done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out.
Right. There we go. So that was today's record, and I'm sure you recognised it. Noel Coward singing Mad Dogs and Englishmen. And well, I've had a look through my list of previous things that I've played, because we're supposed to choose one if we can only take one. So I'm not entirely sure. I would either probably take the German one, simply because it's German and it's got a beautiful tune and the words are all about how nothing lasts forever, and I don't think that I would like to be on a desert island with nobody else around forever, so that would be good. But I think I'd probably actually take this one along just to remind me that I should have a siesta at midday and not go out in the midday sun. I don't know, if we get to take a luxury item, I might take some sun cream. So I think I'll probably take this one because it's fun. And with a safety reminder thrown in. Anyway, so that's day 8, and thank you very much to, I think it was Paul Armani who suggested these ones. So on to day 9, I guess. I think the next ones are from Simon, 9 to 16, so yes. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.